At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is John Batchelor. Later this week, I speak with Professor Richard Carwardy of Oxford University. His new book is Righteous Strife, How Warring Religious Nationalists Forged Lincoln's Union. Here's a small piece of it in which I asked the professor about Lincoln's fast day, his first fast day, in which the deeply religious abstained from eating all day long and prayed for deliverance for the nation. The first fast day, and there were others, for Lincoln was September 26, 1861. And I asked the professor, well, you'll hear it here. Much more of this later in the week. A two-hour conversation with Professor Richard Carwardine, Righteous Strife. These are the pulpits that fought the war also, dueling pulpits, not just one side or the other, all sides. And Lincoln listened to all of them, always. Much more of this later. Here's Richard Carwardine answering my question about the first fast day. Professor, to interrupt, Lincoln, was he satisfied with the results of his fast day, September 26, 1861? Did it achieve what he imagined it would? We have about a minute.
What a good question, and I wish I knew the answer. I think the simple answer is, he must have been, because it was not the last of the fast days that he called. He called two more during the course of the war, as well as, of course, days of Thanksgiving. I think what he knew he was doing when he called these days was to reach out to, as he, not only to reach out to the churches, but to prepare the ground for the visits that he was encouraging from denominations of all kinds. Throughout the war, he was always open to visits from the different denominations when they approached him. One of his generals, William Tecumseh Sherman, said, "What is Lincoln doing, opening his doors to this, taking his time, opening his doors to these grannies who come and talk to him when he should be spending his time on far more profitable business?" But Lincoln wanted to keep his doors open because he saw the influence of these people, the leaders of the denominations. He wanted to learn from them, and it helped shape his timing of emancipation, I'm sure, because most of those who came had a case to make for the ending of slavery. So I think, yes, the answer to your question is it was a success for Lincoln. He wouldn't have been gone on calling them had it not been.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.